back.
Happy Monday.
Come back yourself.
Come on, get in, get situated.
Do you know if Peter's coming?
No, Peter won't be here.
No?
No.
Where is he?
Say again?
Where is he?
He's in the United Kingdom.
Where he was for the holidays?
Say again? I don't know where he was for the holidays, but he's in the UK right now. He's in the UK right now.
Do you have any
okay.
Yes. I do.
So, who is supposed to book your room?
I don't know what happened with the room. This was supposed to have been scheduled way back in September. We booked the whole season back in September. We had a couple days up front which weren't available. We booked those. So I don't know what happened.
Email said until January 8th, 2018.
Which is today.
Maybe someone could have mistaken that as the first day that we didn't have a room saw.
Possibly, but I don't think that's the case. Either way, we're in a room, we're here today, and then we've got some problems now to solve. So two things for tonight. We've got some scheduling things to work out, and then secondly, we'll talk through our recording, right? What's going to exactly happen at the recording. So over the last few weeks, I had several people email me or tell me in person they were unable to make the recording date that's been on the book since September. And as a result, working with the recording engineer, he didn't think it was possible. We overdubbed the parts. So the project just kind of fell apart because we didn't have enough people. John and I talked about trying to raise funds to bring in ringers to cover the parts that were going to be left open, but that was not going to be in our budget either. I was hoping, because the space had another date open on February 4th, we could do February 4th, but I've already had many people say that they're already committed on February 4th. So we have to find a new date to do this recording. So let me pull up the potential dates. If you can write these down now, I don't need an answer today, but we'll need an answer soon. The potential dates nearest are going to be February 25th. Yes. February
25.
So again, they're all on the weekends, yes. So I think
Sunday.
They're Saturdays or Sundays.
Oh, we still have a tour before then?
We'll discuss that in a moment. So first let's do this part. So February 25th, March 18th. And any weekend in April, if we can't do either of those, except for April 14th. Right, I would prefer to do sooner than later. So if we can do preferably February 25 or March 18, that would be perfect. And if not, we're going to end up doing this in April.
And do we know if the venue is open all the states?
Say again?
Do we know if the venue is available all the states?
Yes, but they will be booked. That's why we need to make a decision soon. Sure. Yes.
Will we have rehearsals up to these dates?
We'll get to these dates first, and we'll get to the other questions in a moment. Yep. You've got the dates so far? So
25, 3/18, and 4.
And April. Any weekend in April except for April 14th. So if we can't get either February 25 or March 18, then we will pick a weekend in April.
But are you going to combine the other pieces with that, or...?
Hold on. All right. Is there anyone just offhand who knows they can't do either February 25 or March 18 as of right now?
March 18th may be a problem, but I have to check to see. Okay. I might have to be in D.C. 25th is fine.
Okay.
April
Sunday. Yes. Anybody have a no on February 25?
Sunday, right? Should be fine.
Okay. So far, I hope so.
So, love the day.
All right. I should be fine on the 25th.
Yeah. That would be April.
And March would be Sunday.
March 18th? I don't have. I look.
Sunday.
It's also
Sunday.
Both Sundays.
Okay.
And this would
the difficulty is, I mean, the thing is, most recording studios have lots of availability on the weekdays, but half of our, or more than half of our crew, have got regular jobs, so it's not like we're going to ask everyone to take a vacation day to do this. So yeah, that's why we're stuck working on weekends, which are basically just harder to schedule.
Could we use the rehearsal day?
Second?
Could we use the rehearsal day since everybody has that in their calendar already?
We'll need about 8 hours.
Oh.
If you would like to come from until, what will that be, until 3 in the morning? Thank you for volunteering that. Yes.
So then what time would they usually start?
These would be late morning and we would have a full day. All right, so we would want to start, you know, not too early in the morning, but we're trying to book a whole day so that way, in case we need to go over, we can take a break and not have to stress everybody and trying to, you know, fit everything into a very short block. At least not stress you too much. Alright, so I need to reach out to the people who are not here to confirm that before we can book February 25. Once we book this, I don't want to go through this again, so it's unfortunate. Like Peter actually is in the UK and he is actually was intending to fly back specifically for the recording, so it's kind of puts him in a bind, so I'm doing what I can to help him in that situation. So once we book this one, I need everyone to be there. So even if you don't think like you're the strongest player, I still need you there because we need the fullness of all the parts kind of working together.
For what it's worth, I can now confirm I am no good on the 18th.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. All right, so I will talk to the other people, and then we will confirm that as soon as we can, right, February 25. The intention was now to record on, can we stop the playing for the moment? Was to record here in January, so then we could concentrate on the new music after the recording was done. I'm hesitant now to give you new pieces to work on, right, and trying to learn 5 new pieces as we're going into the recording. Some of you are pros, I'm certain, can handle that. I think others of you that might stress a bit. So the next big choice we have to make is what to do for the following season. So if we don't record until February 25th, my inclination then is to postpone our rehearsals until after the recording, right, for the new music. And then we would start recording or rehearsing the new music after the recording. So that would be basically, instead of starting February, it'd basically be starting in March. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which means no spring concert then.
It would probably mean no spring concert. And then we would basically rehearse up until a recording in June. Right? So our recording then, instead of being May, would be pushed back for June for the next 5 pieces. My concern here then is that we have people who, yes, who might not be here. So you're going somewhere?
I'm going to Beijing. Well,
when do you leave?
The second half.
The second half. So if it was in the first half of June, you could.
I won't be here the first half.
Okay. What would?
I mean, I'm from the 4th until the 11th. So if it's June 1st, I'm here. But I don't know what's happening.
So okay. So June, you're gone when?
4th to the 11th.
Okay, and
I'm leaving the 15th till the end.
You're leaving the 15th. All right.
The 14th.
You leave the 14th. Okay. Leaves the 14th. Anyone else leaving in June?
No.
Sorry.
But I
have
to set a date, so.
Okay.
What's GFA, Jeff?
It's at the end. Well, it actually starts at the 18th, the week of the 18th.
Are you going to be jet lagged?
No, that's all right.
Okay, so if it was like the 13th or 12th or 13th, you'd be okay? And you'd be okay 12th or 13th?
Mm-hmm. I do have a family reunion that usually is around July 4th. So
we're in June, so we're good.
Yeah, so usually we leave very late June.
12th or 13th?
Let me see if those
are
weekend.
We'd probably do like the 27th or something.
February, March, April, May, June. No, those are not weekend days.
Second or third?
Yeah, it'd have to be second or third. June 2 or
17.
But each, we already have one gone, yeah?
Okay.
So we'll I'll see if I can, if there's availability for June 2nd or 3rd. And then that would mean 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So that would mean that would give us exactly 13 weeks to
learn
the next five. Yes, five new pieces.
Just over 3 months.
Five new pieces.
Yep. Well, we had 12 rehearsals before this one.
Oh.
Right, and we would have 13 rehearsals before the next one.
Yeah.
You're shaking your head.
Totally good.
Well, we've played a bunch. Some of us have played. Before.
Yeah, most of us have played most of these before.
What are the pieces that we're going to be recording in June?
Let me open that. So Granada, super easy. Fred Hand's Chorale.
Cool.
David Loeb Concerto.
Loeb Concerto?
Yep. David Loeb with the concerto for four guitars and orchestra and inner voices.
So they're not all on the drive.
Say again?
They're not all on the drive. I don't think. So they're for four.
This one, yes. It's
so
not.
Sarah
there,
was just
yes.
Here to bring that.
Yep. Yeah, so the pieces aren't terribly hard. Second? Second?
Was that five or four?
Yeah, and then mine is the fifth.
Oh.
So then if we need to swap something out that's easier, maybe we can do that. That timeline makes me a little scared. So what would you feel then about doing rehearsal on the other pieces loosely, like throughout February, but concentrating on the ones for the recording still?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Jason, so you just said the Loeb, Chorale, your piece, Inner Voices.
And.
Inner Voices we did pretty well, didn't we, last time?
I don't think that.
Where is it?
Granada.
Yeah, so most of those are pretty straightforward.
And the only the ones that aren't on the drive are your piece and is the Loeb Concerto on the drive?
The Loeb was Big Prince, these.
Yeah.
So everyone, there should be someone in the section who's got a part, and if not, I can copy more.
I forget that piece. Was that? What was that? Was that?
That was the one that was like really windy and gestural, and he's the guy who mixes Japanese folk music with. Yeah.
Would you say it was kind of a missed test
score?
It was
like
fine. I honestly do not.
Yes, but a lot more fit. Right, I think Mist has a lot more textural stuff. He's just straight up playing notes in general.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember it being a very difficult piece at all. It has some of the same issues as Mist, which is there's lots of waiting when you're doing nothing. But other than that, it's technically fairly easy to play. Okay, so that is our tentative plan. If everyone else confirms, we will do February 25th for the recording. Then we will rehearse throughout February, looking at the new pieces, but not too seriously, to keeping the recording pieces going. Then we will plan to record, if possible, June 2nd or 3rd for the next five pieces. Questions thus far?
So we'll
yes.
From now on, every Monday, and we'll rehearse the new pieces.
Yeah, I think we'll probably just read the news pieces so that people hear them, so you have an idea of what you're working towards, but still kind of make
then
the focus of the pieces for recording. And then after the recording in February, then it's just all the new pieces.
So we definitely would not have a spring concert then?
we may try to do something small before the goal of this year was to get these recordings done. The goal. So if we have to delay a concert or something because of the recording, then okay. I wouldn't mind having one too, but we'll see.
Are you talking about the concert in May?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Other questions?
You said the tentative recording dates in June would be in the earlier, right? Earlier.
Which
was second or third?
Yes, second or third.
Cool. That's fine.
Because we've got two vacancies so far, that seems to have narrowed it down. Made it easier to make a decision. Other questions? Okay, thank you all for that. Then, what's going to happen on the recording? So, I'm expecting it'll take us, I'm expecting we'll have about an hour and a half per piece to record. All right, so each piece will give about an hour and a half time in the studio. What's going to happen is that we will do probably one run through of the piece at the beginning of the recording session for that piece. After we've done one run through, we will then record each section three or four times, right? We're looking for good takes on sections, and we're going to overlap the sections. So basically, if we play section A, we'll probably play the first measure of section B, and then we'll stop so that we have edit points, right? We can overlap things. So you should expect to play these in sections. I think this will help everyone's concentration, because you can think directly about the exact part you're playing at that time. But again, we have to overlap. Where I need you to be disciplined is that if we do this, and I say we're going to do section A plus a measure, you need to stop after one measure. Now, sometimes the rehearsals say we're going to do this, and then we're going to stop, and then people keep playing. That will waste time, and we want to be as efficient as we can. So today I want to walk through what our sections are going to be so you can actually practice those sections. At the end, after we've done all the sections, we will probably do two takes of each piece, time permitting. Right, we'll do two whole runs. That way, usually there's better energy on whole takes than there is on individual sections, and then we can kind of sub in or edit out sections as is necessary from there. So that is the general recording plan. Yes, please.
And you're talking about the perspective one in after the recording that we do with the uses, right?
Second?
You're talking about the recording after the uses?
Both.
So how many?
But now specifically February 25 for the five pieces we just performed.
Okay. Correct.
Yes. All right. So let's actually walk through these one by one. So let's start with, let's say it's just here. Clarice Assad, Magnetic Trance. Yes.
Tune.
So bring out your pencils. We're going to talk through, right? We're not playing just yet today. We're going to talk through, and I need you to make notes and mark these so you know what the sections are. So you got a pencil? Okay, great. Let's kill the music for the moment while we're discussing. All right, so we're going to record the voices by themselves. Right. Singing part, we're going to record it alone with no guitars, so you can concentrate on your singing. All right, at the opening, What I find is when we play this one, the singing in the middle of piece, everyone seems comfortable. You're like, eh, and you're right on pitch, but always at the beginning, it's like, mm. You know, we do the sliding thing. So be prepared that we're going to do the voices by themselves. We can actually overlap the editing on this one without a problem. All right, that's our first edit point on the magnetic trance. Then we will start at, I think, measure 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes. Right. Next, we'll start at measure 8. And we're going to go through 17.
Are you going to identify these as section 1 or 2 or things like that?
Does this one have rehearsal numbers? No, we'll just go 8 through 17.
Okay.
Now, Jason, when you say 8 to 17, that's not 17 plus 1. You mean
no. We're going to play 17, mm-hmm. which is one measure after.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm giving you the overlapping sections.
Okay.
Then we will do 17. Through 22.
I have a concern there.
Please.
16, we have a whole note. I mean, we have a note that's supposed to ring all the way. If we start in 17, we won't have that resonance from before.
Yeah, but we should be able to edit because we're going to have 17 twice.
Okay.
Right. We'll have 17 twice. Yes. All right. Then we will do 22 through 27. And
sorry,
then 27 through 31.
A quick question.
Yeah.
So, like you said, section, like the second section, if you played 17, you maybe probably said it's before, but you played to the end of the 17th measure?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then for the next section, we begin at the 17th measure.
Second?
For the next section, we begin at the 17th measure.
Yes. Hopefully we'll have whole takes, but the idea is that we have things that are overlapping so
yeah.
we can paste sections together.
Cool.
31 is the end of the fourth
yep.
section?
Mm-hmm.
Fifth.
Right. Most I'm concerned about the dynamic changes here on this one, if you can see. So then 31. To 36. And then 36, we should get a big section here up until 44.
Jason, say again, please, 36
to 44. We should have another big section, 44 up to 53. To 57.
Oh, 52 to 57?
Yes.
Did the other one have it 52 or 53?
53.
So we're going to overlap two measures there?
Second?
So we're going to overlap 52 and 53?
Yes. 52 to 57. Then this one will go from, I just lost my place, 50, We will go 57, 58, up into the next one, 59, 62. 8,
9, 60,
yes, up to
62. Oh, which one was that?
57
to 62. And we're not going to do this song, the singing here by itself.
Say again?
We're not going to do the singing here by isolated as well. Or
no.
Okay.
Now everyone's comfortable by the time we're in the middle of the piece. It's just the one that's when we start that always has all the scooping.
Okay.
Yes. Alright, when we end on 62. We'll play just the first notes. That's part three and part one. Why is because this is a tempo change, right? So we just need a little overlapping sound so we can start for that next tempo. All right. Or maybe we'll do the whole measure. Either way, be prepared either way. Then from 62, to 69 to 75. Five to 81, big section here, 81 to the end. Tune up. High E. For now, I just want you to get a sense of how this is going to go. So we're going to do 8 through 17. All right, 8 through 17. just to there, right? So we're going to go back and do it again. Yeah. So, Shemily, right? Softer, really soft, like more distant, distant, far world. Here we are. Ready, go. Small sections like this, so we can really get all the details right. Next thing is that we're going to be in a very quiet space, which is much more treated than this room. It's going to be much better than the secret theater in terms of hearing and such. And the recording is going to be a little bit different than performing in that we can do much more with dynamics, right? Because the microphones here everything, and you don't have to project so much. So we'll likely, you know, really work on making softs very soft. We can make the louds loud. It gives us more space to play with. So if we need to compress something in the recording afterwards, we can. But having the bigger shapes, I think, is going to be better in general. Also, just be careful with feet and stands and noises, right? So when you practice in the next weeks, try not to stomp on the floor. Just be aware of all the extra sounds you're making. Because it only takes one of you, yes, to make some sound.
Except when you're supposed to.
Yes, except when you're supposed to stomp on the ground. exactly.
It might be a good idea if we can have like a little rack.
A little what?
A rack on the floor.
Oh, shoot.
Each of us bring one.
A rug?
Oh, rug. I thought you said a rack. I was like, why are we bringing racks? Racks. LC, they may have carpeted floors. Some of these big rooms have. You know, yeah, maybe we take off our shoes, something. But page turns, again, same thing. It's like if we're in a place, actually, we should make this note. If you're playing and you have to turn a page, it's better that you not, right? So especially since we're gonna do these very small sections, it should be done without page turns.
Okay.
Right? Okay, any questions on that? Okay, let's walk through the next one. Eustace, I think I'm going backwards here. From the concert. Yeah, we will do this one in sections. What I find usually happens with Eustace is that one half of it is good. So meaning is like if we're on at the beginning, I think it takes like a lot of concentration just to listen to everybody and to play in time, get the dynamics and the balance, and then 4 minutes into the piece because it's so repetitive, like people kind of like, you know, lose a little focus, and then usually the rhythms get a little looser in the end. So I do think we need to break this one up. At least into the key changes, so we can just have consistent tempo. I don't think we can break this one up too much, especially the parts where everyone fades in the beginning, because if we do this and we keep starting at different dynamics, I think it's going to be difficult to lay everyone in. So I'm expecting for the Eustace, we're going to go from the beginning up until measure 68.
Yes.
All right, that should be one. section.
In the beginning of the exhibit?
The beginning to 68. From the measure 1 to 68.
68 is the overlapping measure?
This one will overlap a little bit more, actually. So this one's going to go 1 to 68. And then we will probably do 61 up until the key change. To 116.
The 61 to 116?
Mm-hmm.
Recording section B is what?
61.
So we're going to overlap 8 bars?
Yes, to 116. The reason I want to do this is because this piece comes in 4 measure phrases, or sorry, in 4 16 bar phrases. So if we do 1, it's easy to lose count because you lose the kind of the squareness right, of the piece.
Sorry, this was 61 to 116?
Correct. Following 113, through 129, through 148. Next, 145 through 180.
One seventy-seven to 228,
and then 225 to the end.
What were the first two? It was the start to 60 and then
61 to 116.
61 to 116.
So let's do 177 for now. Let's do 177. Let's do 177 to 228. Sorry? 177 to
228.
177. We're stopping at 228.
How many bars from the end is that?
Say again?
How many bars from the end is that?
It's 4 bars after it changes to the last section. So that's.
So 12?
12, yeah.
177.
177.
Yeah, we went past.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was listening. It's my fault. I will do better next time. Just needs to be really clear though. This is the point of this section, is to get like the B, C sharp, B. Yeah, that's gotta be really clear in the texture.
Were you telling us to get a little softer?
No. So just watch buzzing over here. We're gonna separate the sections just a little bit. So we will have a microphone in front of each section. For those of you who are interested, we have no idea how we're gonna mic this just yet. Because there's no literature on miking guitar orchestras, it's never really been done. So the engineer is going to set up several different miking systems so that we can have, we'll be able to figure out in post, you know, what sounds good, right? So we will likely have two microphones above my head kind of hearing what I'm hearing. We will have stereo microphones close and far, right, for more kind of stereo spread. And then there will be microphones in front of each section. All right, so we can actually change some of the dynamics a little bit in the post, right, when we mix, because of the directional microphones that'll be in front of each section. So just make sure you're not buzzing, right? If you're gonna buzz, just back off a little bit. We can fix a little bit of that in the mix. Right.
And so there will be 7 different setups for like the different parts. For the
8 parts for this
part. 8.
So this one, we had everyone kind of grouped together. We may have one like up front and one behind for the people behind them.
Okay.
We will figure this one out in the space.
Okay.
We will figure this out in the space. The other pieces are going to be a little more clear.
Yeah.
But this is why, from the very beginning, I wanted everyone playing the same part in the same place next to each other. All right, so everyone's right together. All right, same place again, 117 to 228. Clearly, parts 1 and 2, the B and C sharp. Here we go, 177. I don't hear them clearly. Same place once more, 177. Da da da. 177.
The melody at 193. Do you prefer us to do that? I know you want it louder, but do you want it more bright and loud, or kind of like normal and just full?
The tone's okay. The tone's okay. It's going to be very kind of warm sound compared to the brightness of the 4s and 5s.
Okay.
Behind. Here we go, 177 again.
Excuse me. Are you usually going to cue us? I don't know the bar, but are you usually going to cue us 4-3-2-1,
yes,
preceding the third quarter of those last 64 bars? Or are you only
going
to do it?
Yes, yes, yes. Anytime I've given you 4 before, I will do it again.
Okay.
177?
So 177 plus 32 equals 28.
That's the A. When it goes back to A, A major.
When it starts going.
No, it's when you change from D to A major. So after all your rests, and then you start playing again.
Well, he's the one who asked the question.
What's the question?
What measure when you do 4-3-2-1? What measure?
4-3-2. That's before the B C sharps. That's 221.
Because that is 221.
That is 221.
You did it 16 bars early this time.
I did. 177. Here we go. 177. Thank you. So again, once we have that connection, we should be good to do the next section. All right, before that is...
145, 180?
No, that Pat Irwin.
Oh, okay. Oh.
You know, in the interest of time, we're just, we want to talk through all the edit points. This one's going to be largely done in the same rehearsal letters we already have. We'll probably stop to check tempo in between each, just to make sure that we are consistent in our time changes. So we'll go from the opening up until measure 20.
Through
20. We'll play 20. Mm-hmm. We'll play 20. This one, we'll do 19 then through letter B, so that's 40 up to 40.
19 to 40?
Mm-hmm, 19 to 40.
So no page turns at all throughout when
Some of this, I mean, we may have some page turns in general, but where they can be avoided, we should try to avoid them. Okay. 19 through 40. Then 39 through letter C, so that's 56. To 63.
39 to what?
56.
And then 56 or 55 to 56.
56. There's a big rest before that one. Right? We'll clear the sound. Through 75, actually I take that back, we have to keep going with that one. That one will probably go through 91.
62 to 91?
Mm-hmm.
So we can then probably turn around
it. Yeah. If we cut it there, Word will have problems with editing time, so we'll go 62 through 91. Then 91 through 111. And 111 to 126. And the ending all by itself, so that's 128 and following.
128, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything going on 127?
Say again?
Is there anything going on at 127?
It is a giant rest.
Okay.
If you'd like to record the rest, we've got some time remaining. Mm-hmm. You can have the solo there.
Could we ever be that quiet?
Say again?
Could we ever be that quiet?
Hey, go to go move for a rest real quick.
All right, let's do a little bit of this, mostly time change stuff. So let's do, please. So Pat Irwin heard the recording of the concert.
What do you think?
He was pleased.
Yes,
he was happy. He didn't write them in, but he likes the time changes. So he's good with those. When we're going from A to B sections, we're playing different tempi there.
The tempo changes?
Mm-hmm. Now where's my metronome? So after we do sections like that, we will go next one faster. So this should be 130 for the right conversion. So we'll do in sections like this. This should be very manageable. 126 for me, please. Just 126. This is the biggest one. It's like the big moment. Dot, 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 dot. So again, loud, more, more, more. All right, four in a row. 126. Ready, and. Let's do it again. Four, and then just immediately stop the sound. Ready, and.
Ooh, that was me.
Last time, ready.